Facebook.com/PetchNamie is a place you can go. Question up there. Would you step on this bunny for $1.5 million? But $1.5 million is an easy answer. So the question is, the real question is, how little would you do this for?
For now, me, a couple of $100.
You're an awful person. I cannot believe there's no amount of money that would make, I wouldn't do it for $1.5 million because I could not get rid of that feeling. I would feel terrible.
But is that easy to say that though? Because you think, oh no, I'm not going to do it for that money. But if someone was standing next to you with a big case and all that money was there and you was looking at that money and you, by looking at it, you're like, that could be mine, bunny.
I don't like when my heart hurts. I don't do stuff intentionally.
But money can make that go away.
It can't. Yeah, no, it certainly cannot. I had a guinea pig I got when I was 10 years old. Uh-huh. His name was Cinnamon. And uh-huh. I love Cinnamon with all of my heart. At 2 weeks uh-huh. old, he gets a cold in his lungs. And they're uh-huh. so little that uh-huh. even though they put a little face mask on him, mm-hmm. he still died. And I felt terrible. I mourned for Cinnamon. And then so I thought, I'm ready to move on. I uh-huh. got myself another guinea pig. Yep. His name was Mickey. Uh-huh. And he lived a full life, 3 years, which is good for a guinea pig.
Yep.
And when he died, I sat there next to his cage with my finger inside of it, petting him. And I knew I never loved Mickey as much as I love Cinnamon. And I feel terrible about that still to this day.
Listen, money can make anything go away. Really
for $1.5 million, I'd be like, hey, go pound salt, Mickey. No, that hurts my heart just yeah. saying that. It's a terrible, terrible feeling. Hmm. And you cannot buy your way out of that feeling. Where do you stand? You can comment Facebook.com/PetchName. We'll take a few more calls. 424-1234.
Hi, good 97.7. Who's this?
It's Cole.
Cole, what's up, man?
Hey, man, about this bunny. Yeah, I would do that, man. Okay. That's some change in the pocket.
So $1.5 million is easy maybe to say yes to if you're a terrible person like you and Petch are, Cole. What's the little, how little would you do it for?
Oh, man, I said $500. That, you got to realize, people around here hunt. They, you know, if you're that type of person, you're a deer hunter, you're a squirrel hunter, you're a rabbit hunter. Hey, we got no problem getting a rabbit and throwing it.
Yeah, but hunters, no, let's see. Hunters, you dress like trees, you smear paint on your face, and you sit and you hide. It's different from stepping on. So let's not act like we hunt. It's not.
Hey, well, look, we get the pleasure of sneaking up on him before we stump him.
You sneak up. You sit in a tree. You spray deer scent on you and lure them to you. Get out of here, Cole. Goodbye.
Hi, Eagle 97.7. Who's this?
Hey, Petch. It's Donna from Long Neck.
Hey, Donna from Long Neck. What's going on?
Story to tell you.
Okay.
My neighbor, he's a Marine. Big guy, right? Yep. He's mowing his lawn. He's walking around the lawn, and all of a sudden, he feels something under his foot. So he lifts his foot up, and he sees that he stepped over this hole where these baby bunnies were.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he lays down on the ground, and he's got this bunny in his hand with labored breathing, and you can see his tiny little chest going up and down, and his mouth is open, and he's gasping for air. And this big Marine just lays there and talks to him and rubs his belly and says, "It's okay, little fella. It's going to be okay. Just let go, let go." And there's tears, like, streaming down his face.
Yeah, because he knows he's not getting $1.5 million for killing it.
So the answer is no, I would not accept that money. That is terrible.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for checking terrible. In. And thank you for proving yet again that Petch is a terrible person.
Yes.
And everybody's just always bamboozled by the accent.
All right. Have a good day.